Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
So, Paul here. You can't touch this. Thanks for tuning in. And happy Sunday. I know all the days are blurring together. Many of us, myself included, miss going to church. It's part of our routine. A little bit of spiritual maintenance that goes on every Sunday morning, and it becomes a habit and something you look forward to, and now we can't do that. So I made the command decision to try to bring some of Minnesota's most amazing pastors and priests and rabbis. Last week we had an imam. And trying to get the message out and cheer people up a little bit. We need hope and optimism and positivity more than ever. And with us, hopefully, to provide all of that and more, Glenn McKinney, who is Connections Pastor at Riverside Church in Big Lake. Hey, Glenn, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Paul. How are you today?
I'm doing well, and I'm intrigued. I want to hear about pastors in yards walking puppies. What is that about?
I've always been a fan of a bit of lightheartedness. Comedy is a great way to connect people. And so I don't know if you've ever seen Jerry Seinfeld's show, Comedians in Cars.
Yes.
Drinking
yes.
coffee. I thought, yes. I need my own version of this something. And so I thought, how about pastors in yards walking puppies? And so what I basically do is take my daughter's dog out in the yard, and I go live on Facebook, and I just talk to whoever wants to listen about stuff that's a little lighthearted, a little bit more fun. The dog is super cute. Toby has become quite a favorite. They tune in to see him, not hear me, and so it's more of a fun thing. Just to give somebody something lighthearted for 2-3 minutes to tune in on and break the flow of very heavy stuff that's out there right now.
Oh, amen to that. And where can I find this? Pastors in Yards Walking Puppies. Is this on YouTube?
You know, I just stream it live on my Facebook page. So okay. I go live there, and it's just something fun. There's a hashtag. Let's see. I got to write it out because I always do it in that way. It's hashtag PIYWP. Pastors in Yards Walking Puppies.
Okay. Cool. Well, I will definitely check that out. I've heard good things about it. And I appreciate you coming on. Many people have a yearning to hear notes of positivity right now. And I keep reminding my friends and family members that no trial, and this is a trial, trial lasts forever. At some point, we're going to get past this. We just need to hang on. What message would you have for listeners this morning, Glenn?
Sure. Well, thank you, first of all, for just giving us a chance to share a bit of a light in the dark place today. You know, as I'm out front with my dog often, and all the talk about yards this morning has been great because I actually had to Google to see if dandelions were okay for my dog because he just goes for them, man. It's like, it just chomp on them. He thinks they're little yellow balls
great.
Or something. I don't know. But walking around in the yard, you know, it's made me think a lot about some different things, just being outside and growth. It well, actually made me think of baseball because I know how much we're all missing that in its normalcy this year. I grew up in Arizona, so there's lots of spring training going on there. And they're not missing it maybe quite as much. But it led me something to think about that happened to me when I was younger. When I was about in the seventh grade, I grew up in Arizona. I was out playing softball. And I always got stuck out in the outfield because I could throw far. And so I'm out there just waiting. And all of a sudden, there's this pop fly. And I had had hopes of catching it, of course. But in the Arizona sun in the middle of the day, what I ended up with was this loud, what I remember is a smack right between the eyes and knocked me out. So what I thought I was doing was keeping my eye on the ball. But what I was seeing was this little dark spot left when I accidentally looked at the sun.
Ugh.
And so it instantly all went dark. Blackout, flat on the ground. Next thing I remember was my team just standing around me wondering if I was dead or something, you know. So, but it got me thinking about this time when we're looking for something. We think we got our eyes on one thing, and we find out it's something else. And how many of us today are attempting to keep our eyes on something to bring us hope in these days that are, you know, regularly we feel we are getting hit between the eyes. And we feel like we're left in the dark sometimes. All of us, we're longing for answers, for clarity, for a light in the dark, for hope. We're all staring up at that pop fly just coming straight at us, hoping to be able to catch it when it comes down. We must and we have to keep our eyes on something. Now, many of us have potentially heard of this famous story in scripture about Jesus walking on the water. Many of us have heard about this. In the book of John, chapter 6, verse 19, John was one of Jesus' best friends. He was one of his closest disciples. John 6:19 says that they had rowed 3 or 4 miles out when suddenly they saw Jesus walking on the water. Now, these guys had gotten in a boat to cross across the lake, and the storm hit. So everything around them was in chaos. It sounds familiar for where we're at. And then he goes on to say that they were terrified. But he called out to them, says, "Don't be afraid, I'm here." And then, I love this, he says, then they were eager to let him in the boat. So once these guys saw Jesus, once they kept their eyes on him, they had hope. They were eager to get him in the boat. They saw Jesus. They didn't know what he was going to do. They had no idea that when he got in the boat, he would have a heart-to-heart talk with nature and say, "Hey, cool it," and everything was fine. They had no idea. All they needed was to see Jesus, and they kept their eyes on him. And he goes on in John chapter 12. John says this, that Jesus shouted to the crowds. He says, "If you trust me, you are trusting not only me, but also God who sent me. For when you see me, you are seeing the one who sent me. I have come as a light to shine in this dark world so that all who put their trust in me will no longer remain in the dark." Now, none of us like being kept in the dark. I know there are all sorts of opinions in the world today. There's a whole lot of who's right and who's wrong, and there's ideas and demonstrations, as you mentioned earlier. They're everywhere. They're plentiful. The truth of the matter is that we live in a broken world that needs Jesus. He's the only source, true source of hope, and he always will be. The truth is something that we're all desperate to hear about in these days. You know, there's the who's right, who's telling me the truth. Not only is Jesus the light that shines in the dark world, he is also the only source of truth that we can place our hope in as well. John goes on in chapter 14, verse 6. He says, "I am the way and the truth and the life." When we see Jesus, when we keep our eye on him, the only source of light and truth, we see God the Father. When we hear the words of Jesus, we know that they are true because he himself is truth. The words of Jesus are just as applicable today as when he spoke them 2,000 years ago. As we find ourselves feeling like we are either being left in the dark or not knowing whether or not we are hearing the truth we can always, always rely on these powerful words of Jesus. When I read this week, I was just dumbfounded at how applicable the words of our Lord are still today. He says in John chapter 8, 12, I am the light of the world. If you follow me, you won't have to walk in darkness because you will have the light that leads to life. So today, you may be searching for hope. You may be wondering if that pop fly in life is going to come down and smack you right between the eyes like it did me, leaving you left in the dark. You may feel like you're already in the dark and you have no idea how to feel any different. Today, I'd like to invite anybody who's listening to place your faith in the one and only source for truth, for light, for everlasting hope. You will not find it anywhere else, I promise. You will only find it in Jesus. And I'd love to mention something to those who are followers of Jesus right now. As you are following him in these days, when we are given the opportunity each day to reflect that light in our own lives, in the world where we live, those in the world today who are far from God are desperate for something to place their hope in. The reality is we need not place our hope in something, but in someone. As God provides ways for you to share the love of Christ with other people around you, make sure you don't miss the opportunity to reflect Jesus, the true source of hope that we all so desperately need. It could have eternal impact on someone's life today. Keep your eyes on Jesus, our true source of hope.
Thank you. Well said. A lot to unpack there, Glenn, and your words really resonate with me personally, and hopefully you've touched other listeners out there. Glenn McKinney, Connections Pastor at Riverside Church in Big Lake. Well done. And I will be trolling Facebook to find pastors in yards walking puppies. Give Toby a hug for us, okay?
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, and God bless. Thank you, Glenn.
You too.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.